The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How many good friends, and I mean really good friends, do you have? I'm feeling very sentimental. It's 8 days till Christmas. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony, and I was also feeling very sentimental over the weekend, Dana, a couple days ago. I actually was, you know, on my phone, and then I seen DJ Automatic making some championship fantasy football moves. And I said, wow, look at my good friend DJ Automatic preparing for the playoffs and possibly going to win a championship. I've never been more proud of you as a bud.
Okay.
Wait, you've done some things. You're proud of him because of fantasy football? Not that he DJs for an NBA team. Not that he's traveled the world as a performing DJ. Fantasy football.
Yeah, which is basically Dungeons and Dragons for jocks. And yes, I'm proud because Automatic's making moves,
dude. He literally texted me and he was like, that was championship moves right there.
Automatic. I'm proud of you, dude.
I'm not going to lie. My little heart was full.
Yeah, dude.
This is man holiday love. Is this what we get?
You know what? I'm going to give Anthony a compliment.
Yeah, dude.
Has nothing to do with fantasy football, but I'd like to say that this year I've seen him step his comedy game up like 1,000%.
Oh,
and he has increased his stock by doing a lot of, you know, different events.
Is that what it is?
I'm making the playoffs. I made the playoffs, dude. Come on, you're not happy about
he
that?
He wanted fantasy football love. You got to give it to him.
I try to give you something that actually matters.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And I'm also proud of my wife because she keeps me in line. And
is that why you're proud of me? Because
you take amazing care of me. You really do. My life would be awful without you. I would have no direction. I would be probably dirty and homeless. So.
You would be. Don't ever forget it either. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Wright Brothers Day, but more importantly, it's National Maple Syrup Day.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to go maple syrup over the Wright Brothers. Yep. They, invented flying.
Well, I just flew right by them.
Not everybody flies automatic. Everybody eats pancakes.
But everybody benefits from flight. Does everybody benefit from maple syrup?
Yes. Hell yeah. We all love pancakes. Yes.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gabriel Iglesias. It's Fluffy. Yes, it is. And you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the best morning show in the world.
En todo el mundo.
Kimberly Sullivan married a man who had custody of his son. And when you think about a stepmom or stepdad, you think, oh, hopefully this person is going to treat this child with love as their own. And unfortunately, that's not how this story goes. This boy, now a 32-year-old man, was just found locked in a room.
Oh my God.
For 20 years when he was pulled out and taken to the hospital by firefighters, EMTs. The man is 5'9" and he only weighs 68 pounds.
Whoa.
So we're talking about a human being that is completely emaciated. In 2004, when the boy was 11 years old in fourth grade, teachers and others were already calling Child Protective Services because the boy began to steal food. Anyone who's around children knows when kids are sneaking food, you know that there's probably an issue at home. They're not being fed properly. Food could be used as some form of punishment, even starvation. So the stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, who's now 57, by the way, back then in 2004, she decided, I'll just pull him out of school, put him inside of this tiny room she had built, inside of a room, and he's been there ever since until he started this fire to escape. And he explained to police that he had to have his freedom. He just couldn't take it anymore. I don't know that he would have lived much longer when we hear the way he looked. I mean, police chief did a press conference, and we're talking about a man who sees all kinds of crime, right? This police chief had this to say.
33 years of law enforcement, this is the worst treatment of humanity that I've ever witnessed.
That was the voice of Fred Spagnuolo. Imagine saying it's the worst case of anything you've ever seen in your life. Coming from a police officer who we know witnessed a lot of crazy things. I don't understand how anybody could be like this to another human being. He was fed 1 to 2 sandwiches a day, sometimes peanut butter, chicken salad, sometimes nothing was between the bread, and 2 cups of water for 20 years.
Oh my God. And we've done a couple of stories where people are locked inside houses like this. And what is it called where, like, you kind of become a victim of your circumstances? Is it Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome, right? Yes.
Because, like, when you say that to me as a man, I'm just like, how does this guy not just,
frightened.
Overpower?
He's afraid. In his mind, he's been that 11-year-old boy or 10 or 9 or whatever age all of this began. And he can't even comprehend, I'm sure, that he's a grown man. I mean, his size alone, if you would see this person at that weight, I'm assuming nobody would believe that he's as old as he is. He hasn't been outside to play with anybody. We don't know who he is either. Police are redacting his name along with his biological mother and half-sister who are speaking on this to protect the victim because he hasn't been to school. He hasn't done anything in all of this time. How is he going to function? Also, how could the state just not follow up? He's pulled out of school. You have CPS visit the home and the child just disappears and you never follow up. His biological mother and half-sister have a lot of the same thoughts. And of course, they're in shock. Here's what they had to say to NBC.
We have looked for him for so long. Still just can't fathom it. How can anybody treat somebody like that?
And you know, I don't know the circumstances of custody or what happened, but I know that in this interview with NBC, the sister says she's been searching for him for quite some time.
I've been looking for him for over a decade. I wanted to wait until he was 18. I am almost 35 now, and there was nothing. No social media, no court records, no ancestry information, nothing.
Now, of course, this man's mother is grateful that he is alive and looking forward to reconnecting and hear her thoughts on just what happened to him.
I love him and he is so strong and I'm so proud of him for doing what he needed to do. I wish he did it sooner.
The stepmother, the evil stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, is being held on a $300,000 bond, has pleaded not guilty, and we will follow up with this as the story develops. The mom of the victim says she hopes that she spends the rest of her life locked away, and I hope she does too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This blew my mind. Automatic Anthony A., a mystery egg has been found on Mars.
Oh, my God. You know how expensive.
On Mars.
You know how expensive those eggs are going to be? Oh, my God.
It's a $1 billion egg.
Oh, my God. This is how bad the egg problem is now? We're going to Mars?
The most expensive omelet of all time.
Jeez. I thought it was crazy when I walked into Trader Joe's for the first time. Now I got to, what? No. This is insane.
It's not Martian eggs. We're talking aliens. We're talking the possibility of life on another planet. It looks like insects. I want you to go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram. We'll post it in the story. The Perseverance rover stumbled along it at the rim of a crater. NASA, they thought it was weird. They thought it was because it doesn't look like anything like
it. It looks like a cluster of insect eggs.
Yes, and remember when we interviewed Giorgio from Ancient Aliens?
Yeah.
And he talked specifically about how life forms have been visiting this part of the universe for a very long time. And that's why when you look at hieroglyphics in this part of the world or in Egypt or wherever, it all looks the same because it comes from life from somewhere else. Just listen to part of our conversation with him.
The aliens, whoever they were back in the day, who, you know, taught us the basics of mathematics, engineering, agriculture, medicine, you know, all the good stuff. Those guys, maybe the big crew, they left, but somebody was left behind, a small skeleton crew. And that is why we have the watchers throughout history. We have this term in all ancient cultures about the so-called watchers.
Yeah, how are all these people from hundreds, thousands of years ago all going to talk about the same thing? There were no cell phones. There was no satellite. He believes life from another universe has been coming and kind of giving us information. You know, how did we just all of a sudden know how to build pyramids? This part of the world didn't even have wheels.
Yeah, right.
How we build these giant pyramids, largest pyramid in the world, is in Mexico.
And we're tying this all back to an insect cluster?
Yes.
Of eggs, yeah. Because it's like really answers the age-old question, like the chicken or the egg, which came first.
And is there life somewhere else? This would prove, without a doubt, that there is life beyond Earth. I think we think highly of ourselves if we don't believe there's more out there than just us here. This is it? Really?
If you kind of think about it, though, like eggs on Mars sounds like a dating app for chicks who froze their eggs.
I'm over 35, yeah. But I could still have a baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, let's talk about this real quick. Sneaking into your parents' room and trying to find her presence.
Oh.
Automatic Anthony A. Did you ever do that when you were little?
Of course I did.
I knew you were. I knew you did right away because you were a bad kid.
Was that a bad kid? I was a curious kid.
That's the way I would describe myself, dude. I always did it, and it was always like counterproductive because then I would always end up getting disappointed with my gift.
So many times.
I would have to be disappointed for like 2 weeks and then fake being happy on Christmas Day.
I really wanted this t-shirt. Yes. Plain t-shirt.
I never did that because I was an only child, and I was told that Santa Claus was the only person that gave me presents, so I didn't know there were presents hidden around the house or anything. I was just, you know, I waited for the sleigh and everybody to come pulling up. Rudolph and everybody.
Well, not all of us, Dana, had this fairy tale Christmas that you had, right?
Well, sometimes fairy tale?
My parents wanted the credit, okay?
Yeah, dog.
We had parent presents, and then we had Santa presents.
Exactly.
Oh. And I'm not going to lie, parent presents were always better than Santa presents. Always. They wanted that credit.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn, no. My mom would hate on Santa Claus because he would always show her out, bro. Always bring us a real PlayStation. And my mom would just bring us the games.
Did you guys open Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Ooh.
We did one on Christmas Eve and everything else Christmas morning. Like Christmas Eve, I had like a little something in my stocking that I would be able to. It was mainly fruit and stuff.
You had fruit in your stocking?
I remember 1 year it was an orange. Another year I had an apple and a toothbrush.
If we're talking about things we didn't do, stockings is one thing my family did not do at all.
Oh, really? Stockings.
And I think it's because I was a Christmas baby. So I think they put me in a stocking when they delivered me to my parents. And I think it's
maybe.
My mom. Yeah, I think it's my mom for
you
flashbacks.
You were the present, Anthony. You were the present. Man, I got to ask you something. As a Christmas baby, do you always get like not so great presents?
You get less. And it's the worst thing ever.
You
got
to share birthday and Christmas,
you
right?
Would think you would get at least one big one because it's like double for you.
Yeah, you would think that, Auntie Karen. But I don't, all right? I still remember that deodorant kit you gave me, dog.
Best present you ever got when you were little.
I got the Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's a big one. Any kind of gaming system, right?
My favorite gift I ever got was a flag football set for my grandma. That was really cool, too.
Oh, Anthony, yeah. That's a big one.
How about you, Dana? It better not be an orange.
I do remember when you're getting a pair of pants that had a clover leaf on the back pocket that said, rub for luck.
What?
They were my favorites till I wore them to school.
Santa didn't like you.
What was your favorite best present you ever got? 877-730-DCS1.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.